speaking with you, you had the women's championships in Campbelltown four teams. What do you think of that, and what sort of program have the Cronulla's got, and is there some sort of feed into the Kerry Chikarovsky Cup where they stand by themselves, or they're going to be part of the Eagles or something like that? Because women's rugby, yeah, sevens is big, but now we've got the Super W sorted out. There's a pathway there for the Katrina Barkers and also, of course, the Inga Vesses to come from Newcastle and Cowra to come and play for the state team.
Yeah, firstly, Campbelltown put on such a great day. From the moment we got there, they had music pumping and the food and the coffee van was going. The after function was terrific. They had, you know, a really traditional sort of Pacifica meal, which was really great to see. So that part of it was just terrific, and all the ladies really bought into that. As for the rugby, we had three draws on the day. Hunter women's got knocked off for the first time in 17 years. We've got all the zones now nearly playing competitions, whether it's sevens, tens or 15s. They're all playing sort of some sort of competition now, and that's just starting to come through at the championships and then in the pathway as well. So we're really closing the gap, I suppose, between those zones that have had a historical competition and been playing for years and years and years, and they just have game time on the other girls. Now it's starting to close. So we saw that out at Campbelltown with Illawarra playing really well across their three games, and you end up getting the chocolates in the end, which was really good.
Yeah. Finally, the connection there with Sydney and New South Wales Country Rugby. We constantly hear about, you know, players should be coming out of the country. We've got this massive event that was in Scone about 6 weeks ago. We had 500 kids between 12 and 18, Central Coast, also, of course, Central North and the Hunter areas. No players, even though the Waratahs had a bye. We've had country champs over the last 3 weeks, Bathurst, Armidale, and also, of course, up at Rimba. No players, and I understand everybody's busy, but the Super Rugby squads have got 40 players, and I understand they've got to go and play Shoot Shield as well, but you've got Ned Hattigan out for the rest of the year injured, so maybe he can find his way to a country champs or whatever, or come out to the scrub and do some intermixing like Paddy has done. And we all understand they're busy with Super Rugby, but it is one of the big things that the public want to know from country rugby. Is they're pushing the barrel with Andrew Hoare and Andrew Hill to make sure this happens.
Look, it's one of these things that, you know, we've got 40 players, as you say. You kind of answered your question yourself. I mean, we've got 40 players stretched between, you know, we've got 220 clubs in country rugby and however many, 18 different competitions. So, look, there's lots going on. So it's, in terms of that, I mean, we're starting to come up with some creative ways to get around. So our Skype visits, we've been, you know, Burke and Ningen and Tamworth recently, those Skype visits. So players are, we're using different ways to get them out there. You know, and we've got great ambassadors in Ned and Paddy, and these guys do want to do so much for country rugby, but at the end of the day, their job is to play footy for the Waratahs. Now, if they're not playing footy for the Waratahs, they've got to play for their Shoot Shield club. So that takes them out of action, unfortunately, when rugby's being played, which is on the weekend. So we've just got to accept that and come up with some creative ways. When we do get a player appearance out in our zone or at our club, we really maximise that and get as many people down there as we can. So because they're getting pulled in every direction, from commercial partners to, you know, to their own personal sponsorships and things like that, that they've got to go and fulfil and commit and things like that. So we've just got to have a bit of empathy, I think, around that. And these players, they want to do, they really genuinely want to come out as much as they can. But the reality is that we just can't. But with the Skype visits and different things like that, we're starting to get players and more profile out. And then in the off season, you know, like Cody and Paddy's tour of the Western Plains, and you know, that's terrific. The players genuinely want to do it. It's just around fitting it in with the schedule and things like that.
Stephen, fantastic to catch up with you, man. Of course, if you want to find out more about the New South Wales Country Rugby experience, go to the website, newsouthwalescountryrugby.com.au, or go to the Facebook, and we wish you all the best as the Cockatoos get stuck into what will be two very, very good games and a pathway for our players to move forward and hopefully go into the Vodafone Super Rugby competition and then to the Wallabies.